wet. Fix it, Father. What a mighty God we serve. What an able God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. It's a beautiful picture in the rear. It's a family tree. All I can get is it's beautiful from here. I can't see too much more.
So it's the picture from out front.
Oh, see, I don't go to the floor too often.
Right.
Today. Okay. This is certainly Black History Month. In the parish of St. Andrew, we made history there. A friend of mine, the DA that was there, Earl Taylor, and friends, was handed the mantle to be the district attorney in St. Andrew Parish. For all you who have gotten tickets, you know I got some friends somewhere. Now don't go down there speeding because you can get out of they may lock you up if they say you don't. That might be the wrong name to you. But certainly since the Civil War, they may have had maybe seven district attorneys since the Civil War. And Mr. Taylor handed it over to a young Black man. That was monumental. That's God working. When he hands the office over. You know, I had to get Cravens up here to come talk to God. I'm gonna get it. They're not good friends. It's a blessing to see God move in that fashion. Reverend Gill, I'm gonna ask you that. I think they only had what, six district attorneys around? Seven, eight? Seven. There were only six district attorneys. Well, yesterday it made number seven. He's the only Black. That's monumental. Since the Civil War, Lord have mercy. So that means we are making some strides. From down there to up here. And you know, I'm just glad to be a witness to what God is doing and has done. You ought to be glad to be a witness to all what God has done and is doing right. I'm just so glad that God touched Mr. Taylor's heart. Now, Mr. Taylor is the one who would help me out. It is good to have a friend, y'all.
Amen.
That you can call on and they can pick up the telephone. And unlock the door. Don't go around here tearing up your friendship. Because you don't know who you're going to need before it's all said. Don't get to talking too smart to folk. Because you don't know who you're going to need before it's all said and done. And let's continue to pray for those who have lost loved ones, like the mayor, others who have lost their mothers and fathers, children. And although they may have lost their children 3 years ago, let's keep praying for them. They're still aching. They're still hurting. It's not getting over like talking about it. They're able to deal with it better, but it's still hurting somewhere in the crevices of their hearts. If you have your Bibles, let's have church and let's roll on out. I know you're ready for the Super Bowl. I'm ready for it too. I ain't no need to real. We're ready for it too. Yeah. San Francisco, wave your hand. Kansas City, wave your hand. All for Jesus, wave your hand. All right, now I got a team. Now I got a team. They all hands on deck. Now we got a team. If you have your Bibles, team, let's go to Philippians, fourth chapter. We're going to key in on the 19th verse. But what we're going to do to get understanding, the 15th verse, fourth chapter of Philippians. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desired you, but I desired fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God, shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's just talk a little bit before we get out of here. My God shall supply. We live in a world where we think that the natural resources are depleting. We live in a world where we think that the natural resources are depleting. The sun has never gone out. It shines all the time. Man have not declared that we should take a spaceship and a big lighter and send it back up to relight the sun. The sun is the golden medallion of the day. It's a resource that has been shaped, formed, and placed in place by God Himself. Water is another resource that man has damaged, but is not depleted. And I believe, although they say we have an energy shortage, I believe that God has put enough minerals in the ground to take care of man forever. Watch how crazy I am. Just when you think the oil well, the hole is dry, God has the power to fill it up again. Do I have some help in the house? Maybe you ain't never been down to your land. And watch how God worked it out in your life. Just when you thought you were out of the game, God comes back and puts you back in the game. Oh, come go with me here. Somebody in the house got to know that God is able to supply all of your needs according not to your riches, because we are poor, but according to His riches, for He is rich in houses and land. Oh, somebody I know the text with me, that He holds the cattle on a thousand. Here, the gold and the silver all belongs to Him. We serve a God of royalty. Yes. I dare not believe that whatever God has produced is about to run out. Because my God, our God, is able to snap His
fingers,
create more oil and gas. Watch the hands of heaven.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray His words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.